Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Arla, Perik Beis Mishnah Dalet. The side of things becoming batel is that if you have a lot of one, a little of another, the little of the other kind of disappears. It's not recognizable, it's not noticeable, you can't taste it. But sometimes the little is so powerful, it's such a game changer, so to speak, on the overall mixture that it doesn't become batel even though it's little. Let's see our Mishnah. Masechtes Arla, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Kala mechametz. Anything that makes a dough become chametz. It causes it to rise. It causes it to ferment. Now let me ask you something. Dough will only rise if you put something in, like sourdough, to make it rise? And the answer is no. Dough will rise on its own. That's why if you don't get the dough into the oven before 18 minutes, you can't use it for matzah. But if you want to speed up the process, you can add certain ingredients that make it rise quicker. The most common thing to use, like we've seen earlier, is sa'ar, sourdough. And sourdough itself is dough that was left to rise for a very, very long time. So it's like very strong in the chemicals that are inside. It's very highly fermented. But there are other ways to do it. If you want to make a dough rise fast, you don't have to take sourdough. If you're going to put ground up apples into a dough, that'll cause it to become chametz. There's a sharpness in them. Same is true with wine. There's like shtikalach that fall to the bottom. If you take that and you put it into a dough, the dough will also rise a lot quicker. If those apples or that wine is iser, it won't become batel. We're not going to say, well, it's only a tiny drop in the whole dough. Yeah, I have 200 times the amount, 100 times the amount, depending on what the iser is. Not going to help you. Doesn't help me that it's a tiny amount. It causes a huge change in the dough. So zak the Mishnah kala mechametz. Any iser that causes the dough to become chametz quicker. Or vahametavel. I have spices that are usser. Spices can be klayim. Spices can grow on a tree. It could be arla. When you spice a food, even though there's a tiny drop, it changes the whole taste of the food. The taste doesn't get lost. Spices don't become batel b'rayiv. As the Mishnah is going to explain. If what you have is something that turns the dough into chametz, or it's a spice that adds a flavor, it doesn't become batel. So, v'hamedameya b'truma. In other words, if what's causing this dough to rise is a small piece of truma, or the spice is truma, even though you put it in to 100 times the amount of heter, it's still going to be considered midumas. That means it's still considered usser for a non-kayan. Normally, truma becomes batel in 100. Arla and klayakam become batel in 200. Truma becomes batel in 100. But if it's mechametz, if it's causing a dough to become chametz, this truma, or it's a spice, the entire mixture remains truma, can only be eaten by kayhanim, even if normally it should have been batel b'rayiv. Vaitra says the Mishnah, uba arlo uba klaya kerem, if whatever this is that is causing the chametz, let's say it's the sharp pieces from apple or from wine, and let's say those apples and wine are arla or klaya kerem, so uba arlo uba klaya kerem, that get mixed up. Even in 200 times the amount of heter, usser, it's still usser ba'na. If it's mechametz, or it's metavel, if it causes it to become chametz, or it's a spice that leaves that powerful taste, it doesn't become batel. Now we go over to the halachos of tumah and tahara. If I have food that is tumah, it could be metama other food, but it has to have a shear of a kebeya. It has to be the size of an egg. The beshameh hold, if I'm going to take sourdough that's tumah, and it causes another dough to become chametz, and this other dough is tahar, or I'm going to take spices that are tameh, and use it to spice a cooking pot of anything that is tahar, this dough and this cooking pot are tameh, even if the sourdough or the spice did not have the shear of a kebeya. Normally, taka, for food to be metama other food, it has to be as big as an egg. But because the sa'ar and the tavlin don't become batel, like we just learned, so the Beis Shammai basically add another chumrah. Just like as small as it is, it won't become batel. As small as it is, it's going to be metama, other food. So therefore, the Beis Shammai say, that if you would take like, whether sourdough, more like in the previous case, you took grinded apples or fermented juice or the dregs at the bottom of the wine, the shtikalach. All these things can cause a dough to become chametz, to rise quicker. Or you use spices that are tamei, af metame. It'll be metame the dough, or what's in the cooking pot, even though you don't have a kebeya. The thing that is tamei is smaller than a kebeya. But the besil disagree. The besil say no. Something that is tamei li'olam ena metame will not be metame something else. It must have the shear of at least an egg, like all other eichlim. So when it comes to tumah, say the Beis Hillel, there is no difference between regular food or things that are mechametz or metabol, or things that cause other things to become chametz or spices.